Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'udu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers and listeners of Madani channel, please lower your gaze and listen to the dars from Fizani Sunnat with full concentration, because by looking here and there, by playing on the floor with your finger or messing around with your clothes, body or hair, this may result in the removal of its blessings. The intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, said, when those who love each other for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal meet and shake hands while sending salat upon the beloved Rasul, their previous and future sins are forgiven before they are separated. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, whosoever stood to offer salah in the nights of Eid, that is Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, in order to earn thawab and reward, his heart will not die on the day when hearts of people will die. Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, the one spending the following 5 nights worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, Jannah, paradise becomes wajib for him. Allahu Akbar. Paradise becomes necessary for him. Which are those 5 nights? The nights of the 8th, 9th and 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. These 3 nights. The night of Eid al-Fitr and the 15th night of Sha'ban. That is Shabi Barat, Laylatul Bara'at. According to the hadith narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, on the day of Eid, the angels make announcements about Allah Azza wa Jal's bounties. Allah Azza wa Jal showers His mercy and blessing upon the people. He Azza wa Jal forgives the people that gather for the Eid Salah. Moreover, it is also announced that whoever desires the goodness of this world and the hereafter should ask for it. His desires will surely be fulfilled. If only we learn what to ask for on such a sacred occasion when the prayers are likely to be answered. Usually, people ask for worldly betterment, success, blessings in their sustenance, and other such worldly benefits only. Along with worldly betterment, we should also ask for the betterment and goodness of our akhirah, our hereafter. Steadfastness of our iman, our faith, death in a state of iman, in Medina Sharif, at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the form of martyrdom, burial in Jannatul Baqi, and the neighborhood of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannatul Firdaus, without being accountable. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers, listeners of Madani channel, just ponder how important the day of Eid al-Fitr is. It is the day of Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy, and no one is disappointed. On one hand, the pious people of Allah, Ahlullah, they rejoice over the mercy, forgiveness and blessing. While on the other hand, the worst enemy of mankind, Shaitan, the Satan, burns in the fire of fury when he sees the believers being blessed by Allah Azza wa Jal's huge bounties. Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, the devil screams and cries on the occasion of Eid every year. Seeing him crying, the other devils gather around him and ask, O Master, why are you so furious and disappointed today? He replies, regretfully, Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam today, so make them indulge in satisfying the carnal desires. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers and listeners of Madani channel, did you see that the day of Eid is so difficult and tough for Satan that he orders his offsprings to make the Muslims indulge in satisfying their lust and carnal desires. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from this. Alas, these days, the devil seems to have succeeded in his mission. On the day of Eid, we should be thanking Allah Azza wa Jal by worshipping Him in abundance. But unfortunately, it appears the Muslims have been unaware of the actual concept of Eid. Nowadays, Eid is celebrated by wearing attractive clothing of the latest fashions, and even the clothes bearing the images of living creatures are put on them. It has been recorded in Bahari Shariat that offering salah, wearing such clothes that have images of animals or humans is makruh tahrimi, which is close to prohibition of haram. It is wajib, absolutely necessary, to change such clothing or to wear something over them and repeat that salah. Wearing clothes with images of living creatures is prohibited even when not offering salah. Further, dance parties are held, ma'adallah. Different useless and time-wasting fairs and games are arranged in the name of enjoyment and entertainment. Films, dramas are watched at homes and cinemas. A lot of the time and wealth is wasted on such activities that are in contradiction to the Sharia and Sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers, listeners of Madani Channel, these unlawful actions may turn this blessed day into a day of warning for the ungrateful ones. For the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, have pity on yourself and give up these fashions. Never waste money. So Allah Azza wa Jal has declared the spendthrift as the brothers of the devil. Therefore, in the 26th and 27th verses of Surah Bani Israel, the glorious Quran has stated,
وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبَذِيرًا إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And spend not extravagantly. No doubt, the spendthrifts are the brothers of the devils. And the devil is verily ungrateful to his Rabb, Azza wa Jal. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this above verse has made it clear. The glorious Quran strictly condemns the wastage of money. Remember, no one can please Allah Azza wa Jal by wasting money. The distinguishing factor between humans and animals is wisdom, strategy, and far-sightedness. Unlike humans, animals are not concerned about their future, and none of their actions is based on wisdom, which has not naturally been granted to them. On the contrary, humans are concerned about their future, and Muslims are concerned about the hereafter as well. Thus, the one making efforts for the betterment of his akhirah, of his afterlife, with proper strategies, is in fact a wise person. But unfortunately, no effort is made for the betterment of the hereafter, taking advantage of this mortal and transient world. Nowadays, earning wealth, eating excessively, this food culture, and then sleeping deeply seem to have become people's aim of life. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from these difficulties, from understanding our maqsad, our purpose, and preparing for our hereafter. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sunan are abundantly taught and learnt in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami, a global and non-political movement for the propagation of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madani request to spend the whole night in the weekly Sunnah-inspiring ijtima' commencing after Salatul Maghrib every Thursdays in your locality. Habitualize yourself to a punctual travel with the Madani Qafilas, with the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in order to learn the Sunnah and fill out the Madani Na'amat booklet daily whilst practicing Fikri Madina, and submit this to the relevant representative of Dawud Islami within the first 10 days of the new Islamic month. By the blessings of this, inshallah azza wa jal, you will develop a mindset and a yearning to protect your iman, your faith, adopt the sunan, and have hatred for sins. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. In order to reform ourselves, we must act upon the Madini Na'amat. And to reform the people of the whole world, we should travel in the Madini Qafilas. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein ae daawud islami teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaneen. Jazallahu anna sayyidina wa maulana muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahluh. Wa Allah azza wa jal, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents and all the Muslims. Wa Allah azza wa jal, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become practicing Muslims and pious Muslims. Make us obedient to our parents. Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins. Allah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madani Na'amat and to travel with the Madani Qafilas. Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with enthusiasm of making individual effort to motivate others to carry out Madani activities. Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases and every type of worry. Allah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami. Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with martyrdom under the shadow of the green dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi and the neighborhood of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Wallahu azza wa jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Kehte rehte hain dua ke waaste bande tere, kar de puri aarzu har be ke so majboor ki. Ameen bijahin nabiyin ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما صلى الله على النبي الأمي وآله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا رسول الله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.